Welcome, welcome. My name is Philip Deal, and thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. This is called Revelations, not so much like the book of Revelation in the Bible, but kind of inspired by that book. In this podcast, I like to read passages from sacred scriptures from across the world by those who have been inspired to write songs and praise and instructions for those who want to seek enlightenment or find oneness with the core of their being or God. So if you don't do anything else, stick around right now and listen to two beautiful psalms written by David from the Holy Bible. Today we're going to be reading Psalm 90 and 91. And for my first podcast, I find that these two scriptures are absolutely perfect to get things rolling. Psalm 90 and 91, Book 4, From Everlasting to Everlasting. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, Return. O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath. We are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. My refuge and my fortress. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm So I would have to say that those two passages, those two psalms, each psalm, 90 and 91, have always been my two favorite passages in the Bible. And I guess there are a few aspects to this hymn or song, or songs that are very inspirational to me. Of course, I said it was written by David, but it says a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Well, like so many other scriptures in the Bible or books in the Bible, that is that's debatable, if not pretty impossible to figure out exactly who wrote these two psalms, but they made it into the Bible, and well, how happy I am that they did. Psalm 90, at least in the first nine stanzas, it really talks about the impermanence of life. It really talks about the greatness and the power of the Almighty, or God, or whatever you would like to call it, the universe. It talks about its enduring nature, and how in the next several stanzas it talks about how short our lifespan is. When you think about time, when you think about how long the universe has been in existence, when you think about if you can even conceive of what it would be like to live for 100 years, or what would it be like to live for 200 years? What would it be like to live for 1,000 years? Well, you can't even comprehend it when our lifespan really is just kind of like not even a blip in history. It's just humbling. I think that showing humility is definitely, it's not only pious, but it's pretty much the foundation. A lot of Proverbs and Psalms, and also in the Old Testament, the humility and the recognition that we are but dust, and that we're completely dependent on that higher being for our sustenance, to take care of us. I also, you know, penance is also something that's very important in Hebrew, Christian, and indeed Muslim religious culture. Asking for forgiveness, asking for being repentant of your sins is a very important, crucial thing. And for a long time, I would not consider myself any particular religious denomination at all, but growing up in what I would have considered a fundamentalist Christian household, of course there's a lot of emphasis put on forgiveness and asking God for forgiveness of sins, which I think is pretty common in most Christian faiths and extremely common within the United States. And I can only speak from my experience within the United States and different Christian organizations that exist in the United States. But I think one of the things that happens when you might stop going to church, or stop reading the Bible, or maybe stop praying for any reason, or maybe you decide that you don't want to officially be a Christian anymore and you want to, like, let's say, be a pagan or a Buddhist or a Wiccan, I think that something that fades away really, really quickly out of people's consciousness is that necessity in our psyche to acknowledge when we're wrong, to say we're sorry to those that need to be apologized to, and then also to seek that sincere desire for forgiveness from the higher power. I think that's missing a lot today. I think a lot of people, at least for me, probably should pray more and should probably ask for forgiveness more. And that really spans across cultures. It really doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim or a witch or anything else. I think taking the time to pray and ask for forgiveness of your sins is cleansing. It's purifying. It's good for the soul to acknowledge when you have made mistakes. Maybe it's been big mistakes. Maybe it's really, really, really small mistakes. You know, like giving somebody the finger when you're cut off in traffic. You know, that's really not a nice thing to do. And it might be a very small thing to apologize for, but I think it's good for the soul to be repentant and recognize when you have missed the mark. And maybe not sinned, or if you believe, like I do, that sin can be translated into ignorance, acting ignorantly and recognizing where you are ignorant and being able to move past it with a clean conscience. Psalm 91, standing under the shelter of the Most High, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, and knowing that if you take this stance of humility and you take this repentant attitude and this place of piety, recognizing where you need to improve and making yourself basically a friend of God, like Abraham, right, was a friend of God. Making yourself a friend of God ensures for you success, always. Like Jesus said at Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. When you're seeking first spiritual things, then all of the material things fall into place. And there's a protection for yourself, maybe not so much a physical protection, where you're going to be, let's say, like Superman, that's invincible to things that happen to you, things that could happen to you that would harm you. We live in a very dangerous world. But the strength, the support, the protection, the angelic protection really is first and foremost a spiritual protection. Because it does say that his faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. So when you have that shield of faith up and you're praying to God on a regular basis, then you do feel that sense of security and that protection that first comes to you in a spiritual way, and maybe even hopefully it sticks around in a very physical way for you. So God says, I will deliver him, I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer, I will be with him in trouble, I will rescue him. I will give him long life and show him my salvation. I think those are very powerful words. I think it was very inspiring, two psalms to read. And I hope you really enjoyed that little conversation we just had. And stick around, and I'm going to give you some updates. Updates. Well, that was my first podcast, and I'm trying something new. Putting this out there for my friends and also out to the universe to see whether or not I could get a good response. If you enjoyed this podcast and you liked what you heard, please let me know. Shoot me a message or send me an email. You can go to philipdeal.com if you would like to contact me directly through my website. And let me know what you think. Let me know if you like this, and let me know if you would like me to make some more podcast reading some sacred scriptures. I think I will in a couple of days. We'll find out. All right, peace.